Thanks, everyone. It's really great to be here. Thanks for asking me to speak, Tom. Welcome to anyone who's new. I've been in program consistently since May of 2015, longer inconsistently than that. I've got 4 years sober as of yesterday. My bottom lines are no porn, no sex industry stuff, and nothing I wouldn't want my partner to know about. Before I was in a partnership, it was no sex outside of my dating plans, and it's evolved over, you know, over time. I'm really grateful to be in program. I was not grateful to come into program. I've heard, like, at least for me, I didn't come in on the wings of victory. I came in after blowing up another relationship and being found out, and, you know, just being in like that incomprehensible, like, just how did I get here again? Why am I lying like this? How do I have this double life? All that sort of like shame stuff. And I'm life is a whole lot different today, and I'm really grateful for it. And it didn't change because of me. That, I think that's a big central tenet of program. I just very imperfectly started taking on what I heard in these rooms and trying to have a spiritual connection to a higher power. And my life's gotten a lot better. So, just a little bit of like what it was like. I grew up in sort of what I understand now to be sort of an alcoholic, dysfunctional family system. There's a lot to unpack there, but like essentially I got this message of I'm not enough. And I was warned that, substance addiction runs in my family, so I stayed clear of that for a while. But like once I got my first sort of like validation hit of like a girl in class liking me, I was hooked on that, and then porn was a really big part of my addiction, and then just I didn't know it at the time, but there was became this sort of like split world of like outward facing Kevin and then this like hidden other world that, you know, I would hide that I had looked at porn, and it started really young and I had a lot of shame around it, so I wouldn't talk about it and all that stuff. So that was like I didn't know it, but that was the theme of like just having this really split kind of dual world sort of thing, and that carried on through my acting out, you know, career. I got into like my first relationship when I was like around like it was in high school, so what it was 12 or something like that, and again didn't know I was doing this at the time, but like all my sort of friendships and interests like just went to the wayside, and this person became my world, and if I could just keep this person happy with me, I was good. I'd have that other sort of secret thing too, where I was looking at porn and not telling her and having this sort of secret life. And that's pretty much the template I lived my life by. It just got bigger and worse up until like my late 20s. What it looked like, you know, there was all these moral lines in the sand of I'll never cheat, I'll never pay for sex, so forth. And I just found myself eventually crossing them. You know, I've heard the disease is progressive, and that's certainly true for me. And I really like then hit my first bottom, and I think it was around 2011 or 2012. You know, I'd been acting out and paying for sex and had this whole secret world and secret email accounts and all this stuff. And like the whole house of cards just came tumbling down. And I was in Massachusetts at the time. I checked out program then. I sort of got into it. The partner I was with, we stayed together for a while, and then we broke up, and then I was like, I was like, I got this. You know, I'd gone to meetings for a while. I had a therapist who sort of co-signed my bullshit, and I was like, great, I'm just gonna not, I'll go to like a meeting a month, and I'll just date, and da-da-da. And so I got into another relationship, came out here, that blew up, and that was May of 2015, when I was like, okay, I don't got this at all. And, So what I did was I did a 90-90, and I just went to a lot of meetings. I had a ton of shame. I was angry. I was lonely. All this stuff, and in chapter 5, the withdrawal chapter, I finally like really read that around that time, and it really, for me, accurately describes what the process was like of like just withdrawing from my drug, and which is, you know, sexual validation, sexual acting out, emotional sort of codependency, all that stuff. And just starting to like have a relationship with myself and learning what that looked like. And So what was suggested to me was to, you know, get a sponsor. So I did that, start working the steps, to call to you guys every day and start to have relationships with men in programs. Thanks, I hear that. To do these things called top lines. So real quick, if you're new, like bottom lines, the behaviors I don't do one day at a time to stay sober in this program. Top lines, that's the stuff I wasn't doing because I was acting out. So for me, it can be like going on a hike. It can be making my bed in the morning, which I fucked up. I didn't do it this morning. It can be like hanging out with friends. Music's a big one for me. And, you know, I'm a fast forgetter in programs, so I need to be reminded of like, oh yeah, instead of spinning out in my head this morning, I can go schedule a top line or do a top line. And, you know, my experience is not linear in this program. I've heard some people that come in, they get sober and it immediately gets great. Like, that's awesome. That's not me. I had years of like slips. Porn was the first like really big one that finally was relieved after like fighting with it for years. And I'd have long stretches and it was huge, you know, huge progress. And then slip again, and then, you know, I think I really got in, I think it was somewhere like 2 years into like 2017, 2 years of really being in program consistently, where I really started like leaning into the third step prayer in the morning, and I finally was just like, I don't want to do this anymore, and that slowly started to get lifted. And you know, that in itself is just amazing to me, because there was a time when I first got into program where like I couldn't have internet at my place, like that was just totally hooked, and now it's just like not a thing. I don't really think about it, and I'm really grateful for that. That's amazing in itself. There's plenty of other stuff amazing too, but that is like just a killer example for me of like what program has done for me, and it's not of my own doing. So I want to start to talk about higher power before I forget, because it's really important for me these days. So I didn't grow up religious. The God word freaked me out. I didn't like churches. Like, so when I started going to meetings in churches and hearing about God, I was just uncomfortable, to say the least. And I heard someone in a meeting say that their first conception of a higher power was like half Bill Murray and half Frosty the Snowman. So I hooked onto that. I was like, mine's going to be half Arnold Schwarzenegger and half the really friendly custodian at work. And it started to work. That was enough to kind of get started to have a spiritual awakening. And, you know, for me, though I was not really spiritual either. I like to think I was. I like to read a lot of books, and I can be very intellectual and heady, but I didn't know it. I was just so just removed from my own emotions, my own body, and any sort of trust in a higher, you know, power. I just didn't trust anything or anyone, really. So slowly, I started just what was suggested, like just start praying, start meditating. In your third step prayer, you know, I just took like a half an hour the first time I did it, like at the beach, just repeating third step prayer. And I felt like, and honestly, a lot of this stuff too, like in the beginning, it just felt like I'm just doing this and this, I don't feel anything, but all right, I guess I'll just do this thing. Someone told me to do it, whatever. And, you know, looking back on that willingness just to like try something new, even though it doesn't, you know, the clouds didn't part. I haven't met God like one-on-one in that sort of sense, even though I still like to. But it's been like this, just this experience of having willingness to try what's suggested, even when it feels really silly and kind of dumb. My experience is it starts to work. Like whether it's an obsession starts to get lifted, whether I'm talking to someone about something that I'm really spinning out about, whether it's a dating thing or a thing at work, and then it's just works itself out. I start to see like my higher power showing up, and that can still be difficult for me because I have like a really critical, you know, I can be really in my own will. Kevin's running the show, you know, it is my default, and doesn't work for me anymore. But if I'm just open to that, like, oh yeah, there is a higher power for me, and you know, as it talks about in I think it's in We Agnostics in the A Big Book, like God is or God isn't. So okay, I'll choose just for right now to choose God is. Cool. I get to have this like really deep sense of like, okay, I'm all right. Like I can be serene. There's stuff I don't like that's going on in the world for sure, and even just my own, you know, little mini world. But I'm okay. Like in this moment, I'm all right. And that, you know, I feel like I'm being a little scatterbrained today, but I was just talking with someone yesterday about like dating, and he's, you know, been in program for a while, and once we were talking about like just the details of like, do I ask her out on another date, or should I do this, or I tried this approach, and it's just like, I get it, I've done it all too. I've really been in my will in dating, and have crashed and burned with that in program and in sobriety, and broken sobriety over it, all this stuff. Thanks, I hear that. And for me, like, I'm learning still that like the spiritual solution to this program, how do I say this? It just sort of transcends whatever I think the problem is. Like, if I think, oh, if I could just get more dates, or if my partner, you know, I'm in a relationship and I'm married and it's great, but if my partner would just do this, it would be better. And like, I'm still learning, like, if I'm really connected to my higher power, it's not about any of that shit. It's about like, am I filling that God-sized hole with God, or am I trying to fill it with food, validation, sex, all the things? And I fall into that all the time. It's super imperfect. But those like moments where I have clarity of like, oh yeah, I really feel connected to higher power and stuff's really okay. And like, yeah, there's stuff I want and there's things I'm still working on and I'm still growing. That's not going to stop. But like, really, if I'm like, I'm okay. That's the new experience. And for me, that's like the latest iteration of the spiritual awakening. And I want more of it because it feels better than anything I got when I was acting out, like the highs and crashes and all that stuff. And I guess, you know, just trying to like interweave God and higher power and spiritual awakening, and I'll try to touch on fantasy and all that stuff too. The spiritual awakenings for me have been just like slow and again, non-linear. And you know, for you, those of you that know me in the rooms, like I've been shared in here like so many times where I was just crashing and burning and slipping and starting over again and all this stuff. And so that's just been my experience. And it's been just that keep coming back thing that like really has helped me to get through those. And again, my experience of spiritual awakenings is not like clouds parting. It's not, I don't channel anyone. Like there's nothing crazy like that, but it's just been like these slow, new experiences where like, again, something either works itself out, or I just feel in my body a new sense of power, a new sense of calm, and relief. You know, whether it's relief from the bondage itself, relief from the obsession of wanting to act out, relief from my own thoughts, because that can be a whole world of crazy in between my ears. That's been my experience with it. And lately I've been more into like meditation and reading some sort of outside spiritual stuff. And, whereas however many years ago it was about like, how can I get more women to like me, or how can I get more material stuff? And believe me, those thoughts are still there, and that's all, you know, it's part of it. But more and more, it's for me, I want more like connection to higher power and more just joy. And, you know, I've gotten into other programs too, and there's talk about like inner child and all that stuff. And it for me, it's really about like just getting back to like that restored sense of like play and just fun and joy, and not like obsession of acting out, or like so rigid in my program that I'm, you know, like a machine, because I've done that too, or tried to do that. So I don't know if any of that makes any sense, but that's where I'm trying to lean into these days, and it's great. It's really good. Like, I mean, granted, I'm in like a really good season. I'm, you know, just getting married, and there's a new house, and there's a lot of joy and overwhelm and fun and all this. And, you know, I've been in phases of program where it's not that, where it's a grind and it's painful, and I'm like in touch with all this old trauma, and I'm crying every day. And so it's, I've had both of those experiences, and I'm sure I'll have more of both as well. But for me, like, thanks. How much time? 1 minute? Okay, cool. Just the foundation of like this program. One, first and foremost, got me sober. Couldn't do it on my own. Two, got me at least open to a spiritual experience and a spiritual practice. And then, I don't know, like, I just, for me here, it's like, I just want to keep going, because it keeps getting better. And I, I have a deeper sense of self. I'm still working on that, but it's so much better than when I came in, and it's not what I thought it would look like. It's not any of the, like, the cash and prizes I thought I needed when I came in. It's better. So I hope that made sense, and I'm looking forward to hearing you all. That's it. Thanks.